growing great kids, helping them become as good as they can be. Written by Father Chris Riley with Sue Williams and read by Father Chris Riley and David Tredinnick. Cyberbullying. This type of bullying is carried out via the internet, through email, instant messages, Twitter, websites, Facebook, chat rooms, or text messages on mobile phones. Even though it can't physically hurt the victim, it can leave a young person feeling defenceless, weak, and very distressed. It can make them scared, lonely, stressed, paranoid, and with a feeling of helplessness, since the situation is very hard to control, as their tormentor can remain anonymous. Warning signs that your child might be being targeted are a sudden disinclination to use the computer, and where they might once have never been off their mobile phone, now they don't like to use it, or look scared when it rings or signals a text has arrived. Keep an eye open for changes in mood and behaviour too. If they seem anxious or down, have a chat to make sure you know what's happening. Cyberbullies think they won't get caught, but they're often jealous, angry with someone, or want revenge. One 15-year-old girl broke up with her boyfriend and then discovered he'd posted on the internet intimate photographs he'd taken of her on his phone. They were emailed round to nearly the whole school, her friends and parents. She was devastated. In the old days, a boy in that situation might have exacted revenge by writing something nasty about the girl on a toilet door. Now he can trash her to nearly everyone she knows. See more in Chapter 11. In other cases, cyberbullying may happen for no reason at all. Getting a group to laugh and making fun of someone, whether in real life or on a computer, gives the bully a sense of power and coolness. This often starts when a group of friends urge their victim to add a comment to a photo on a blog or ask them to forward it onto another group of friends. This might be on email, text messages, chat rooms, social networking sites, mobile phones, interactive gaming, or as viruses. The Internet Safety Advisory Body set up by the federal government to protect kids, NetAlert, held a number of focus groups in Queensland a few years ago. They found that nearly every single child had a story of being cyberbullied.